It's another game against a desperate team coming off a bye. The Detroit Lions, way too talented to be 1-3.
Our team's mindset going into the Detroit game was that we just wanted to come out the game at 4-2 going into the bye. You know, our mindset was just to go out there and get it done.
This is a game that this Eagles team, they're expected to win. But if they happen to lose this game, the sky is falling.
Yeah, that's exactly right. First and 5 for the Lions. Stafford in the gun. He's back. It's time. He loads up. He's going deep. And it is intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Asamoah, intended for Johnson.
Nnamdi getting that interception was big for us. Gave us the opportunity to get the ball back and, you know, didn't allow them to have some points. And I think he did a great job. God, Megatron. We all know he's a great talent and he's hard to stop. And I take my hat off to Nnamdi. Did a great job on Sunday.
Three receivers on first down. Big fakes. He's back. He steps up. He lets it go. And it is intercepted by the Lions.
The deep pass to Avant down the middle was me just trying to make a play. Threw it up. It was the last resort. And I probably should have pulled it down and tried to run with it.
Eagles defense has not played badly. I mean, they've given up a couple of plays. It's the offense that has been just awful.
The drive going into halftime was big for us.
Vic under center. Vic is back. He steps up. He looks. He fires. And it is complete for a first down to Jeremy McManus across the 40. It is second and goal for the 2. Vic fakes. Rolls. Looks. Dumps it off.
Great to be able to gain that momentum, because when we came out at the half, we was able to, you know, pick up where we left off.
Back goes Vic, fires, complete, 7, touchdown, and a penalty flag is thrown.
Yeah, and it's an offensive penalty.
I think they're calling offensive pass interference against the Eagles.
Touchdown to Selleck, it was within 5-yard range where you can have contact with the defender. Really didn't see any pass interference, you know, it was an unfortunate call.
Eagles are up by 10, but if you feel a little queasy about that 10-point lead, you should. Lions are a yard away from making this a 3-point game. Play action. Stafford rolling, looking, and he's going to walk in for the touchdown.
The game was very tight until I found Macklin down the middle versus cover 0 against the blitz. It couldn't have came at a better time.
Motion to the near side to Sean Jackson. Vic takes a high snap. Here comes the rush. He fires. Complete. He has got Jeremy Macklin at the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, 5. Touchdown! Jeremy Macklin!
I've certainly thought that, you know, Daddy put the icing on the cake, and maybe it was our fault for getting too complacent and thinking that the game was over, knowing that anything could happen in the NFL.
In the gun is Stafford. Takes the snap. He's back again. He's giving ground. He is firing, and it is caught. Is it a touchdown? Yes, it is. Just inside the pylon. Caught by Nate Burleson.
Having to sit there on the sideline and watch Detroit come back after building a 10-point lead was, you know, it's always tough. You know, you'll find out quick that it's a fine line between winning and losing in this league. The ultimate goal is to be in the lead when the clock says 0-0 at the end.
It is a 45-yard attempt by Jason Hansen. The ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good, and the game is over. A devastating loss. A devastating, devastating loss.
Losing Sunday probably was one of the toughest losses of my career. We expected to win the game, and we put ourselves in a position to win. And, you know, when it don't happen, you know, you know, as a team, you got to deal with it, and you got to find ways to make it right the next week.
This will be a long, bitter 2-week bye. This is as bad as it gets.
I think it's important for us to get away from football for a while. I think the challenges ahead of us, there's no need to challenge ourselves. You know, the challenge is out there on the field on Sundays, and if you can't get up for these games that we got in front of us, then you shouldn't be playing in the NFL.